at you washing dishes with your little apron on. You look like a true house husband right now. You know that. Oh, relax. I'm just teasing. You look absolutely adorable, baby. Come here. That's right. The boss said everyone could go home early today. Guess he must have been in a good mood or something. Or maybe he was just tired of seeing all of our faces. Well, whatever the case, I don't care. I'll take an early date any day. More time for me to spend with my lovely, lovely hubby. So, I was thinking, since we have a few extra hours on our hands, we could do something fun together. It's rare that I have all this free time with you, so we should take advantage, you know? What are you thinking? We can do anything your little heart desires, baby. Really? You're still thinking about your chores? I would be mad if your enthusiasm to be a good house husband wasn't so damn cute. Fine then. Keep washing. Just at least let me stay behind you and keep you company. Oh, come on. You know you like it when I rub your shoulders. I know taking care of the house is such hard work. I mean that. You deserve to feel so good too. You want me to tell you about my day? I swear, I'll never understand why you find my work life so interesting. Plus, today was short, anyway. Okay, fine. I'll spill the tea. That's what people say nowadays, right? It means telling the drama, right? Hey, don't laugh at me. You're the one asking for stories, mister. You're such a meanie sometimes. Maybe I should tickle you. Don't drop the plates. Those are really expensive, you know. What do you mean they're from IKEA? There's nothing wrong with IKEA. What, would you rather we have some fine china from... I don't even know where we would get that. Look. We love the IKEA plates, okay? They're good plates. Exactly. IKEA is the best place on earth. They have literally everything you need. I could live in IKEA. I would would just make my home out of one of those little bedroom displays and eat meatballs and Swedish chocolate for the rest of my life. Ah, yummy. Excuse me, why are you laughing? I'll have you know I'm 100% serious. IKEA is, it's like in a separate world. Once you go in, you can stay there for hours and still find something new. It would honestly be a great place for a date. You'd never run out of odd stuff to find and talk about. And you can get the other person to be in the same bed as you by just saying you want to test one of the mattresses with them. You can even subtly talk about what you want your future kid's bedroom to look like. Isn't that so cute? My heart is melting just thinking about it. How about it? Shouldn't we go on a date in IKEA now? Like, tonight? Well, wasn't there a movie where people go on a date in IKEA? What was it? Oh yeah, 500 Days of Summer with, okay, I forgot both of their names, but it was two people. We could be those two people. Don't you think? Alright. I'm distracting you, I'm sorry. I can't help that I'm the funniest wife in the entire world. You know. It just comes out naturally. And you love me for it. Don't you, baby? Now this is exactly why I put a ring on you. Aw, are you blushing? Are you thinking of the day I proposed to you now? You're such a cute thing. I admit my method wasn't exactly the most well planned out. But hey, I'm not exactly a well planned out person in general. And things still usually work out in my favor. So I thought I'd just go with the flow. Plus, I knew that if I had a funny, cute proposal story to tell people for the rest of my life, they'd never forget it. Oh, come on, give me more credit than that. I had everything under control. Well, except for one ring almost fell through the cracks between the wood on the bridge. But I caught it really fast, didn't I? I was considering on the fact that I'm good with my hands. Which, I am really good with my hands. You know all about that, don't you, honey? You get so flustered easily. I used to remember your face when I got down on one knee, though. I thought you were about to faint or something. Which, of course, I would have caught you right away because I'm just that smooth. Now that would have been a really good story and a good picture. If that really happened, that would be like a huge print of it on a wall right now. Like, so big that it takes up your entire view when you look at it. I would have probably even commissioned an artist to paint it for us. We would have had a bunch of mini copies and given them out as thank you gifts for our wedding. Oh, I'm joking. You know I thought our wedding was perfect. I mean, it was the day I got married to the love of my life. How could it not have been perfect? Although, I am still a little bit salty that you got to choose our wedding song. I mean, I know I lost the coin flip, but really, you had to choose that weird anime song for our wedding night. I'm pretty sure everyone thought the DJ accidentally put the wrong track on when he started playing. My mom's face was like, what the hell is happening right now? Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Your mom there, she was popping off. I guess that music taste runs in the family. Okay, I was popping off too, but not because I actually liked the song. I just caught a vibe. And you know, I was a little tipsy too. Okay, fine. It was a catchy song, I admit it. Are you happy now? Your little anime song is kind of a banger. After a whole year of marriage, you can have that. You know what? You know why marrying you was one of the best decisions of my life? I don't think that was a day that has passed since we got married that you didn't make me laugh. You really are the best thing that's ever happened to me. Don't you know that? Are you done with the dishes yet? I'm dying for your full attention right now. Yeah, well, just finish them up later. But keep the apron on for me. It just looks too cute on you. Everything else I want it off. I take what I said back. The only thing better than you making me laugh is you making all this crazy good food every day for me. Oh yeah, speaking of, all my coworkers wanna come over for dinner. Well, they've all seen the lunches you pack for me, and they want to try your cooking too. And also, I kind of brag about you a lot to them. But hey, don't underplay yourself like that. Honestly, you could open a freaking restaurant with this food. I would eat there for every meal. Hell, I would even be the company mascot. You know, the company mascot. Like, the Burger King? Or Colonel Sanders? Just call me, Pant Suit Lady. That works. Perfect. Right? I'm serious. Don't you know ladies in pantsuits are like super, super popular nowadays? We're breaking gender norms left and right. Might as well hit the food industry too. Well, I'm mainly joking. Well, half joking. I'm serious. That this food is restaurant quality. Oh yeah, I know I'm the mascot quality. Remember, I was the head cheerleader back in our college. Nobody, and I mean nobody, gets the crowd riled up more than me. Just, I figured out I prefer to do it in a pantsuit instead of a skirt, with pom-poms in my hands. But it's the same principle pretty much. Don't you think? Oh, I know, I've gotten hotter since then. You remind me of that every single day. Oh, you say that way too often. I don't care how surprised you were that I wanted to go on a date with you. Sure, I could have had any guy on our football team, but... And they were all great guys, but you were just so sweet and so funny and so charming, and you came on pretty strong. Oh, I could tell. You would make such a good husband, right from the moment I met you. And lo and behold, I was right. But you know I'm always right. So, no surprise there. Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's right. I was about to tell you about my day right before we got sidetracked. So, I walk into the office, right? And the first thing I see is this huge hole in the ceiling. And I'm like, what the?